Mark Davis owns an NFL franchise and looks like Mo from the Three Stooges. Mark Davis is worth $500 million and gets his haircut like Spock.
29 penalties in an NFL football game is atrocious.
He's the head of one of the most globally known sports franchises in the world, and he looks like Lloyd Christmas.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to your TNT Sports Show, a Couch Couch production. It's your host, Gerald Saltkill, again. After a win, though, John?
Let's go, 500 ball club, second in the division.
Hey, gotta like that.
I'll take it.
All day, every day. Actually, not all day. I'd rather be first, but...
I'll take second in two games.
For what we are right now, or for what we have been,
yeah.
I'll take second.
For sure.
I mean, that's playoff contention.
Still pretty early to be saying playoff contention, but yes, I like it.
If we're just talking about division spots, if we finish second every year,
yeah.
Hopefully we don't, knock on wood, but that's playoff contention, John. We're just talking about seeds here, okay?
I mean, if you gave any Titans fan, hey, the first two games of the year, will you take 1-1, then I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, we'll take 1-1.
I would agree with that completely. It's nice. It's nice to be talking about a win, not after week one. Where we really don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year. And I think we beat a decent football team this week.
It was an ugly win.
Very.
Very ugly win.
But as the man, Jason McCourty, says, there's no ugly wins in football. They're all wins, and that's all that counts.
A win is a win is a win.
Always will be, man.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's nice to feel good going into playing the Raiders next week.
Some momentum.
A little bit of that mo.
Yeah.
Got to get some mo on our side. I can't remember who it was, but I listened to some post-game, and they brought up how we haven't won two games back-to-back, you know, obviously the past
years.
2 years. So that's a big thing for this team. That is a big thing for this team.
I like it.
So, John, initial thoughts after the game, anything that kind of stood out to you?
Well, I thought the first three quarters the offense looked awful. Didn't move the ball great. Murray had that big run, but then the fourth quarter busted open, and number 8 came to play and just balled out of control.
Yeah, he did.
11 for 13, 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Incredible.
Killed.
Great numbers right there.
Yeah.
Great numbers right there. I would agree with you in terms of us not putting up any points. I thought the first drive out of the game wasn't too bad.
Then we doinked the field goal.
Right. I mean, that's all on suck up for sure. But I thought the offense moved the ball decently well. One big thing that I saw, and I think that might be a trend with this team, and tell me your thoughts on this, but I feel like teams are going to start holding the ball on us. They don't want to see our running game, because when we get the ball, we're going to run the ball, we're going to run the clock, we're going to hold possession, we're going to make it harder for teams to have any possession at all.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think I saw that a little bit out of the Lions, who are a very, you know, high-flying passing attack, to where they had some possession in that football game.
I think... if I was another team, I would be more worried about Marcus in that two-minute offense. That's where he looked most comfortable. That last drive, he looked like Joe Montana.
He did look great. I mean,
I would be more worried about that than...
he was able to spread the ball around, convert two third downs, find his running back and his check downs, make the easy throws.
Completed to 8 different players on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, we got to have that depth.
If you had to guess the player that got the most targets on Sunday, who would you guess?
Tajay?
No.
Who?
I'll give you one more guess.
One more guess. And I'm not going to say Delaney because it's going to be off out there. DeMarco?
DeMarco.
Wow.
Had the most targets as a receiver out of the backfield. 7.
Wow.
Caught all 7 of them.
Hey, using his hands wisely.
I'll take it.
I'll take it too. I think it's another reason why Derek's not playing as much is because he wasn't a big catcher of the ball out of the backfield at Alabama.
He doesn't look as dominant as he did in those preseason games. There was one play, I think it was in the second quarter, where he's trying to get the corner one time, he just looked like slower than everybody else on the field. It was weird.
He's a big guy. You know, he's got to get that. We talk about the Mo. He's got his momentum going downhill.
He's got to get the shoulders turned.
Oh, definitely does. My biggest thing with Derek is, of course, when he was playing in those preseason games, he was playing against some second teamers majority of the time.
That's true. But he looked like...
And he looked great, don't get me wrong.
Monster.
He did. And I still think he can be a monster. He's just got to understand who he's playing now.
Yeah.
And the type of people that he's playing against. So it's a different ballgame. You and I can both agree on that. One of my biggest things I wanted to bring up, you know, we talked about it. We didn't think the defense would really hold them to 15 points and just one offensive touchdown on a broken play. Stafford's throwing, you know, back across the field. Again, that should have been a touchdown. Like, someone should be there for that. But
the Lions bailed us out with two plays, too. They had two other touchdowns that got taken off the board.
They did. Their penalties hurt them. I mean, 29 penalties are called in that game.
It was awful, dude. The rest were terrible.
They were terrible.
From beginning to the end, that fumble at the end of the game.
The fumble was one of the worst ones, but going back and looking at it, there was two.
Yeah.
Theo Riddick fumbled in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then Stafford at the end of the game there.
Well, the Stafford one could have, like, that was one of those where you saw him fumble and nothing happened. And you're like, all right, another like Titans loss because some other ridiculous scenario.
Right.
It was like a very Titans thing, very Titans way to lose.
The luck we have with us right now.
That could have cost them the game.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that. I mean,
ridiculous.
It's something little like that that changes everything. And Jerome made a dang good play on that ball. As Stafford's going down, people say his knee might have touched, but Jarrell hit that ball. You can go back and look at it.
I watched it a few times. It didn't look like he was anywhere close to the ground.
No.
I don't know how the replay guy, it was inside 2 minutes, so they couldn't challenge it, but I don't know how the replay guy didn't see that. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Right. How does he not go back and at least look at that? It's a fumble within a minute and 13 seconds.
That's his job, too. That's like what he's there to do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the guy's getting paid for. Come on. Guys got to do your job. We talk about it, right? Do your job.
Do your job. To what you were saying earlier, the defense played great because there was a pass rush this week. Rack got his swagger back.
What'd I say, John? What'd I say?
It's coming out party.
I knew if we had 5 sacks, we would win this football game. And we had 4, but we had to get a pass rush on Matty Stafford. And we did that. You know who gets his first sack of his NFL career? Mr. Kevin Dodd.
He looked good.
He did look pretty good. He played a decent amount of snaps in that football game. And, you know, when you look at the numbers of snaps played, you know, Kevin Dodd had 44 snaps on defense, or total snaps, period. You know, 43 on the defensive side. That's a strong game by the young man.
He looked good.
That's a strong game. He's a
second-round pick. He should be a contributor.
David Bass only had 37. And maybe that's because of the pass rush element that Kevin Dodd brings in comparison to, you know, A. David Bass, who's kind of an all-around guy.
Malarkey said in his press conference yesterday that they kept Dodd on one side and Bass was kind of the sub for both guys. He kind of floated back and forth. That's why he played less.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to give Dodd like the whole playbook of both sides. They just made him focus on...
on the one side.
The one side. And then Bass, because he's been around, he kind of knows what to do. He was able to fill in either side, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's what you need.
Exactly.
Good thing we got big play Bass back.
For sure.
I like it, man. I mean...
Also, big game for my man Carl Klug.
Carl Klug. I love that guy, man.
He's one of those ball hawks, too. When his number's called, he makes plays, dude. I love it.
Always does. And you got to respect a guy like that. A guy that, you know, has worked so hard and has gotten outworked by other players over the years, you know, still has a role on this football team.
Been around for a while, too.
Still has a role on this football team.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, born and bred right there.
He is.
Got something to say about the Hawkeyes, John?
I don't have a lot to say about
Iowa.
I
mean, I don't either.
I don't know a lot about Iowa. Besides, didn't they lose this week to North Dakota State?
No, oh, that's
Iowa.
Right.
Yeah,
they
that's all
did.
I know about Iowa.
They did lose to North Dakota State.
North Dakota State's like 4-0 against their last 4 Division I opponents.
No joke.
Powerhouse, dude.
North Dakota
Do not
State.
Schedule North Dakota State.
Hashtag Carson Wentz.
And they probably made like $10 million off of it, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. They definitely did. But the defense looked great. Talked about Mr. Dodd. The first half was a slow start. And, yeah, I mean, we talked about that a little bit. Like I said, I think they just held the ball a lot on us. You know, they had some slow, methodical drives on us, getting down there and kicking field goals.
Yeah.
Again, the defense is stopping them and holding the field goals.
It's one of those bend but don't break things. Like, they'll give us some yards, but they have only given up one touchdown in 2 games.
Right.
Against 2 decent offenses, one had Sean Hill playing quarterback. They're still pretty – I mean, Adrian Peterson in the backfield is still two solid offenses.
You can hold a candle to hold an AP to 31 yards, yeah. especially with Sean Hill in the game. You're not yeah. going to want to throw the football a bunch. So the defense has played really well.
Yeah.
We talked about it. I mean, you know, they were a top 10 defense last year before people started getting injured. And then when you're 2-9, it's difficult to care. I mean, you're paid. You're paid to do it, and you should be doing it.
You're getting blown out, too. It's hard to stop anybody.
Yeah. It's quite difficult when your
offense is going 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out.
Yep. When you're tired, you're on the field all the time. I mean, don't want to give necessarily guys credit for not playing hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you think about it in their shoes, it's kind of hard not to. Yeah, you're getting paid for it, but shoot, I get paid for my job too, and there's some days I just don't feel like working.
I feel that, dude.
So the big thing I wanted to make a point of, as I talked about last show, was the play-action game. I thought the play-action game would open up the offense a lot, especially against this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, DeMarco wasn't having a stellar day before that 67-yard, you know, run he busted off. But that play action, you get Delanie Walker that touchdown, makes his favorite route, he said, make that quick the jab.
Little stick, yeah.
Mm-hmm, little stick on that corner and cut it back up inside. Marcus can hold the safety and throws a bullet.
It was a hell of a throw.
It's a great throw, man. It's
but his second-best throw of the afternoon.
Second-best throw of the afternoon is agreed. He put just enough touch on that ball to Andre.
It was sick, man. I don't know how he did it. Two guys standing there, hit Andre.
Like, welcome back.
In the 8-1. He didn't have to do anything. It stuck to him.
Yeah.
Couldn't have thrown it better.
If you even go back and look at pictures, the ball hits him, and Andre's arms are still out. Like, he didn't even know the ball's hit him yet because everyone's in his face.
It was a dime, dude. It was a dime. John Stockton dishing dimes back there.
Jay Stock hitting the old man Karl Malone in the end zone.
Exactly.
It's pretty much what it was. But Andre, come into play. That's what you signed the guy for. You sign the guy for that reason, to make big plays at times. When you don't have a guy that you can go to, well, you have a Delanie Walker, but no one's as experienced as Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
You throw the ball to Andre Johnson, especially when he's got a linebacker on him. You kidding me?
It's good to see him winning games for the Titans and not catching winning touchdowns to beat the Titans.
How weird did that feel?
It was weird.
It was very weird to watch
Andre Johnson. He used to just roast us.
Throw in the football up in the stands after a game-winning touchdown with less than a minute and a half left in the football game. And again, you're right. It used to be against us.
Yeah. It was weird.
I hope we can get that out of him the rest of the year. If we can get that out of Andre Johnson.
Throw more to him. That was his only catch. He had another catch that was called back. We got down the goal line. So only had two targets all afternoon. I guess he's like the third or fourth receiver at this point.
Right. Harry in the slot.
I'd like to see him down by the goal line get those targets like that.
Do you think him aging and having some speed problems lead a little bit to that, why he's not on the field as much?
Yeah, but I don't think the other guys are that fast. Like, I don't think Tajay's a burner. I don't think Rashard Matthews is a burner. I think everybody's a possession receiver.
I would agree with that.
So
just a little quicker out of their cuts kind of thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Granted, we're not at practice all the time, so we couldn't tell you, but
I would say down by the goal line, though.
Oh, yeah. So put Andre in the ball game.
Yeah, for sure.
Got the surest
hands. Which they did, and lo and behold, boom. Game.
Get Mike Keith on the call. Touchdown Titans.
It was awesome.
It was a heck of a play. Heck of a play. So some of the notable stats for the game in terms of snaps, we're looking at the defensive side of the ball. John, who would you say led the team in defensive snaps last week?
I would say Wesley Woodyard.
Wesley Woodyard was actually ninth on the list.
Huh. J-Mac.
J-Mac and Parrish both played 78 snaps on the defense, 99% of the snaps.
That makes sense. Woodyard comes out and they're in nickel.
Yes, Bryce McCain then played 65 snaps. Arakpo, Williamson, Rashard Johnson, Jarrell, and Wesley. That rounds, and then Sean Spence. That really rounds out your top 10.
Give me the safeties.
Yeah, so Rashard had the most on the team, had 56 snaps on the defense side of the ball. And then Denoris.
Played a good game.
He did have a good game, had 43 snaps. Damian Stafford came in there with 42. And then Kevin Byard actually had 27 on the defensive side of the ball, too. They're rotating those guys. They want everyone to play. People getting fresh.
It's weird to do with your safety, though.
That must be the model of the year, though, you know?
I guess. I just don't understand what's, like, the benefit of that.
Again, maybe just keeping your guys fresher.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to them. And again, like you said, Damian Stafford provides a little pop. Maybe you throw him out there on that first down. Just
he comes
so
down
can,
the box.
Maybe put he him hits. On there on the first down, you know. Let him come down and hit a couple running backs.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about one thing, though, unfortunately.
What's up?
Parrish Cox getting run over by Matt Stafford. That was sad, John. That was sad, I mean, John.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. But man, like, give me the, you know, give me the NFL Live crew. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's quarterback
getting run over by a quarterback.
Dude, some corners just don't like to tackle, man. It's not in their DNA.
Maybe that's Parrish Cox for you. Maybe it is, but shoo-wee, son. I mean, he made up for it.
He did.
He got the pick to seal the game.
He clinched.
So if there's any way to make up for it, let's clinch the game up by getting a pick, right?
Yeah.
But they were talking about him last night on the Monday Night Football, too. That was pretty funny.
Getting blown up.
Yeah. So that was the defensive side of the football. So the offensive side, you know, obviously we're going to have all of our linemen playing majority of the snaps. So 100% of the offensive snaps, Jack, Chance, Quentin, Taylor Lewan. And there's a small part of that I want to say where our boy Chance was up there for the whole game, but
with a messed up finger.
Yeah, Ben was in there for 100% too. So we have all of our linemen in there for 100% of the plays. But guess who also played all the snaps on the offense besides Marcus? Because Matt Castle came in one time to kneel the ball down.
Tajay
Sharp. He's your number one.
It's not really a surprise anymore. He is the guy.
Nope. He is the guy. Played every single snap on the offense.
I guess not only can he catch, but I guess that means they're comfortable with him blocking too.
Got to be comfortable. If you're going to play him that many times, you got to be comfortable with him blocking. You got to be. Delaney played 52 snaps, 78%. Anthony Visano, 46. DeMarco got 41 snaps. Derek got 31 snaps. It's always
good. He only had 10 touches, though.
He's a decoy, though, sometimes. I mean, he's a bigger guy. True. You know, he can't catch the ball as well coming out of the backfield. We talked about it.
Yep.
He's your decoy sometimes, you know. That play action is what got Delaney that touchdown.
True.
Rashard played some more snaps than Harry by about, looks like 17. After Derek Henry, it drops off significantly. Andre Johnson only played 15 snaps. Harry played only 19 snaps. We ran the two tights a lot.
Exotic Smash Mouth, man.
Which is what we're expecting. Exotic Smash Mouth. That's right, man. That is right. So now, let's go to the pro football focus grades for the week. Time to ask John again, see if he can guess them right.
Okay.
We weren't so hot last week.
I don't know. I think I went 0 for 5 last week.
I think it'd be better. I think it'd be better this week.
Here we go.
Well, we will say, Marcus had a decent rating this week, had a 73.9. If he wouldn't have done that pick, I bet it would have been higher. But decent grading for Marcus. However, let's go to the offense.
Top five.
Who's your number one?
Taylor Lewan.
Third on the list.
Conklin.
He is the number one.
Boom.
Mr. Jack Conklin with an 84.5 for the week. Second solid week in a row for Mr. Conklin. Very solid week.
About time a first round pick came in and contributed right away.
Right. And didn't look like he was,
lost.
Out in the clouds, like Taylor Lewan was his first year.
Confused.
Second.
Staying with the line, I'm going to go Quentin Spain.
Ding, 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 ding. Quentin Spain, 84.7. Then we got Taylor Lewan, 82.1.
See, the line gave up sacks, but a lot of those, I think, were just Marcus holding on to the ball a little too long.
Agreed. And obviously, this is what these guys think as well.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Delaney.
Close. He was fifth at 79.3. Should have stuck with your gut and gone with the line again. Ben Jones was fourth.
Ben Jones. Wow. So the top four were
all linemen this week. Linemen, wow. All offensive linemen this week.
Where you at, Chance? Where's Chance at?
Chance did not have a good week. He did not have a good week. He let up some sacks. It was not a very good week for Mr. Warnock.
Chance.
He's got to show up. It's that pay time. It's that contract year, John.
Yeah.
Chance has got to be up there doing some things.
I don't see it, man.
He's got to be. Moving to the other side of the ball. Defense. Number one.
Carl Klug.
Surprisingly enough, me just scrolling down to this and not looking at it beforehand, Carl Klug is second. 79.4.
Oh, yeah. Carl Klug played a hell of a ball game. Carl Klug, Jarrell.
Surprisingly, Jarrell is not on the top five this week.
Rack.
Rack is fifth this week, 71.8.
So I haven't named number one yet?
Haven't named number one. You got 2 and 5 so far. Stick with the trend you got, brother.
Cersei. Not the trend I was going with, but Cersei.
Not the trend you had, and no, he's not in the top five.
Ah, okay.
Trying to give you hints, man.
Keep with the trend. Daquan? I was doing defensive lineman. Daquan?
No, your trend was linebackers with the Rakpo.
Okay, well, Avery.
Avery's number one.
Okay.
88.3. Very high rating this week.
Where's Wood at? Wood Yard up there, too?
Wood's up there, number three, 79.8.
So I got 1, 2, and 3. 4 is Sean Spence.
Bingo, my friend. Boom. Sean Spence. I mean, I had to give you some hints to stick with the trend, but hey, we locked him out after that. Avery Williamson, 88.3. Carl Clue with a 79.4. Wesley, 79.8. Sean Spence, 71. Brian Recpo, 71. Explosive, explosive game for Avery Williamson. Had one of the highest run defense grades this week at an 89.3.
Good for him.
Told you, if Avery Williamson this year, Pro Bowler, this team is going to go 8-8, like I'm saying.
You caught it.
I'm telling you. Avery Williamson's going to be a player on this team.
Check the tape.
And now to the players to watch from last week. The fantasy focus, if you will.
Okay.
I think I came out decently solid this week. I think I had the best overall performer. Picked Delaney for the Titans.
We needed it.
We did need it out of Delaney. Yeah. Had about 80 yards and a touch. Can't hate the man for that. 83 yards and a touch off of 6 receptions. Good solid week for Delaney fantasy-wise. I had him on my roster. Got a dub. And Golden Tate had 2 receptions for 13 yards. So a big dud for me this week on that side of things. But I will give myself credit for Delaney. John, you had DeMarco.
He had a good afternoon, dude.
He had a good afternoon. You know, 7 receptions for 56 yards and then 12 for 89. Your day would have been hurting if he didn't have that 67-yard run. But hey, I'm glad he did. So definitely a solid day for DeMarco. Definitely a solid day. And you also picked Mr. Matt Stafford. 22 of 40, 260, a touch and a pick. Not the best day. He was a 72.9 overall passer rating.
That's a C-plus afternoon, I feel like.
Compared to Marcus's 102.8 passer rating.
So I have mixed feelings. Well, they're not mixed feelings, because I'm glad the Titans won, but I played Stafford.
Ah.
Didn't do anything, and I played against Delaney. Ah. Who balled, so it's kind of like, but I'll take that
every day of the week. Yeah, I'd rather have my team win over fantasy every single day of the week. But I think we had a decent week. I think you had the better overall week than I did, for sure. But I'll still give myself the win of the week for Delaney. He was the stud. He was the stud of the game.
He balled.
Got to give the man credit where credit is due. But now, John, we've talked about the Lions. We've talked about another dub, or the first dub of the year. Hopefully moving on to another dub.
Yeah.
On to the Raiders and the worst defense in the NFL.
They have let over 500 yards total offense back-to-back weeks. That's a joke.
That is abysmal. That is terrible. That is the worst I've ever seen.
Jack Del Rio's a defensive guy, too. That's what blows my mind.
Absolutely. If you look at their defense, though, their defense is not as stacked as it has been in the past. They sign a Sean Smith at a KC at corner, who's a decent corner, but he's not a number one.
They're 30th in pass defense right now.
He's not a number one, man. And they're not getting much of a pass rush. Really, everyone's just keen on Khalil Mack. When you don't have much besides Khalil, everyone can shift to that one side and double team the guy every time. It's going to hurt your defense.
For sure. But on the other side, they score some points.
They get some yards. They do put up a lot. Derek Carr last week, 34-45 for 299 and 3 touchdowns, a 115 rating. However, man, I cannot overlook this Matty Ryan stat line, this Matty Ice, the old days.
He killed him. Him and Julio killed him.
26 of 34 for 396, 3 touchdowns and a pick for a 131.5 rating.
And the Raiders were still in the ballgame until like the last possession.
The Raiders put up some yards, too. Latavius Murray had 57 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Washington had 46. You know, they put up some decent numbers, too. Amari had 71 yards, no touches. Clive Walford, their tight end, 50 for one touch. Latavius had 44 on the backfield, too. Not a bad day for him.
Let me say this about the Raiders. The Raiders are kind of the example that we want to follow. They're where we were at like 3 or 4 years ago. And they got a quarterback. Well, at first they had an owner, and it was abysmal, and they were dead in the water.
Correct.
Then they got a quarterback. Then they got a defensive player. Then they gave the quarterback a few weapons with Cooper, and they went out and got
Crabtree.
And then just developed the young talent, got a stud like Khalil Mack, and now they're competing for, like, division titles.
And people were calling them as a playoff team and potentially challenging the Chiefs in that division.
Hats off to Mark Davis for what he did. I hope that our team can do what he did.
I would agree with you in terms of the starting and the building blocks of getting a team competitive again. However, I still think our defense is better than theirs as of right now. I just don't think we have the offense to get us there just yet.
I mean, they're still a ways away. I'm just saying the building blocks they have set. Shout out to Mark Davis for what he did. And also for just rocking the bowl cut strong for this long.
He's got the worst bowl cut in the league.
He owns an NFL team and looks like Mo from the Three Stooges. He's worth $500 million and gets his hair cut like Spock, dude.
That's incredible.
Like, I don't understand. He has people under him, too. Like, he doesn't make all decisions by himself. How has no one been like, hey, man.
You can't get your hair cut like that.
You look like blonde Lloyd Christmas. Like, you need to adjust what you're doing.
You've got
to
stop.
I don't know.
I don't understand it, but hey, the guy can do
it. But good for him for drafting decently well.
You got to think. He's got to be saving some money on those haircuts.
He's worth $500 million. Was he saving like $6?
Hey, man, that might mean a lot to the guy. Bucks. Who knows, John? He might be, you know, he might not spend his money a lot. I'm lying. He's
he's a billionaire.
About to move to Las Vegas into a brand new stadium.
Yeah.
Here soon. Who knows? But so the main things from last week that we saw is that this team can put up some points.
Yeah.
This team can also give up a lot of points. Okay.
Yes.
One thing that I will say is that we saw the same kind of dynamic the week before. The Lions gave up a lot to the Colts, right? They put up a lot against the Colts.
Yeah.
And both of those type of things backfired this past week. The Titans didn't put up a lot of points. We didn't give up a lot either, right? So Detroit did two things that were against their MO from the week before. However, we're seeing the same kind of thing with Oakland. It's still early in the season. You know, we're talking about an abysmal defense so far, but how is that going to go up against, you know, our offense? You know, this could be something to where we, you know, you and I mean, I'm feeling all right coming into this week, especially with that defense.
Yeah. I just don't want to be in a shootout with the Raiders. If we can slow down their offense a little bit, yes, we'll dominate them because their defense is that bad. And I think even our not spectacular receiving core should have a heyday against the guys they have over there.
I agree with that. I think the biggest key is going to be DeMarco. I mean, I might have to go back with him with my fantasy stud of the week. I mean, Devontae Freeman had 93 yards, and I think DeMarco Murray's a better running back than Devontae Freeman.
I'm going to take Mariota as my fantasy guy.
Okay.
I think he's going to light it up. Three touchdown passes.
Ooh, John, I like it.
Three touchdown
passes. I'm saying over 300 yards.
Right around that.
Like, right around it?
I would say like 275.
Okay. 275, not a bad day for Marcus. Yeah. Now, again, we talked about the defense. So if we go into matchups, I mean, look at this roster. The biggest thing that I see, and I mentioned it before, is going to be the run game. I think the run game is where we need to be at. The run game is where we're going to have to live and die like we will every game, right? And again, we've said it now. This is going to be our MO. So what our team's going to do. We didn't do it so much the first week. Second week, again, it set it up for the play action. I think this week, we really need to pound the rock.
I think our offensive line, after what they did last week, can impose their will on a lackluster
Raiders defense. As long as we can block Khalil Mack, I think this team will be okay. I think we'll be all right.
They don't got anybody else.
No, they really don't. I mean, if you look at the roster, Dan Williams, undrafted, signed from Arizona, Justin Ellis.
I think this would be the best offense we play so far this year. And the worst defense we play this year. To this point. Yes.
I would agree with that then. I would completely agree with that then. Because they got some weapons on the outside. I mean, J-Mac is going to be in for a rough day.
That was my big matchup that I had. It was Amari and Crabtree against Cox and McCourty. Like, that could, it could be a long afternoon for our corners.
It could be a very long afternoon. Marvin Jones played really well last week.
In the preseason game, even though we outplayed him most of the game, Valentine got roasted by Crabtree on a fade, and they hit us with a post or something to Amari, and they scored right away, right down the field.
Right.
So that's, Valentine doesn't play as much now because it's not, we got Cox and McCourty actually on the field because these games matter, but.
Absolutely.
I think that's the matchup to watch on. Yeah.
I think Jason McCourty had a pretty good day. I mean, Marvin Jones had a field day on Parrish Cox. They were really leaving him out on an island, though. And Parrish Cox is not really your island guy. You know, he's not a Darrell Revis. I mean, I think he's a decent cornerback. I don't think he's anything special.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never going to be your number one by any means, but you can't really say that J-Mac is a number one either. I mean, he's a good player. I think he's better than Cox, but I don't think he's a number one, especially at this point in his career.
No.
If he goes to any other team, he's probably not the best corner on the team.
For sure. He's a solid number two across the board. Like, he's a very solid corner.
Very.
But, yeah, he's not.
I think both of them are.
He's not going to shut down.
I think both of them are. And so, like, my big thing for the defense this week is again, I might have to just beat this point up and take it home, but the pass rush. We've got to pressure Derek Carr.
Yeah. If he sits back there all day, he's going to roast us. Yeah.
We got to pressure him Derek uncomfortable. Carr. We got to have Brian Arakpo, Kevin Dodd, David Bass making plays, you know, pushing him up in the pocket, Carl getting some sacks, maybe Jarrell getting up there and getting a sack this week, even though he still played a darn good football game this past week.
If they can just keep up what they did last week with four sacks, I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean,
spread around.
I'll say it again this week. We get five sacks, we win the football game. We get five sacks, we win the football game. And, you know, we did turn the ball over. If you think about it, we had the pick at the end of the game, right? But there was two fumbles that weren't called in our way. So the defense created three turnovers, and they recovered them both too. So if you look back at those, we should have had three turnovers that game. Got to create them again against this team. The Titans fans got to be there in full force, got to be loud, got to be raucous. It's got to be a great environment for the boys.
I hope so, but I don't know. Raiders fans travel pretty well. They're everywhere.
They do. Oddly enough, they do. They do travel.
Everyone travels pretty well to Nashville at this point.
Well, Nashville isn't it city right now.
Destination town, man.
I mean, how many bachelorette parties do we see a weekend?
It's like the bachelorette capital of the world.
It's pretty nuts right now.
I'm pretty sure, I didn't just make that up. Like, I'm pretty sure it's the bachelorette capital of the world.
I wouldn't doubt you. I would not doubt you at all, my friend.
Go to South Broadway, there's 1,000 of them every night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I work downtown, and I see them on Thursday afternoons when I'm leaving work. Like, one, there's two, there's three. As I'm just walking my half block to my parking garage.
Well, that's the thing is a lot of people come and visit here because it's like a cool place to be and, you know, it's relatively cheap to get tickets because not a lot of fans are going. But also, a lot of people are moving to Nashville from different cities.
That is true, too.
I think that adds to it, yes.
We've always been a transplant town. I mean, we got big.
I think way more now than.
Yeah. And I would agree with that. I mean, it's always been a transplant town, and especially with the city blowing up.
Yeah.
All the press that Nashville has gotten over the past couple of years has really made a destination.
So, yes, I want Titans fans to be there, but I will not be surprised if there is a ton of Raiders fans there.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out there this week. John, you going to be joining me?
I will not be there this week. Vanderbilt at Western Kentucky. Hilltoppers.
Hilltoppers in the house, right?
Hilltoppers are a 7.5-point favorite.
Look at the Toppers.
Over an SEC team.
Look at that.
Brom squad, baby.
Well, back on to things.
I'll be watching, though.
Back on to things that matter. So, fantasy studs. This week, I got DeMarco. And for on that side of the football, on that side of the football for the Raiders, I'm going to have to go with Amari Cooper. I think he has a solid day. He's a really solid day.
I'm going Marcus. Like I said, four touchdowns, about 270. And I'm going opposite receiver, Crabtree.
Crabtree. Got you. Not a bad way to look at it.
I think they're going to focus on slowing Amari Cooper down.
The biggest thing we haven't talked about here is Latavius Murray is a weapon.
They are second in rushing in the NFL. Their offense second in rushing right now.
Latavius Murray, again, he's a solid player. I'm just interested to see how our defense will stack up against this offense. Again, like you said, I think this is the best offense we go up against in terms of talent.
They got players everywhere, and their quarterback is a stud.
It's going to be the best one we've seen so far, and that's a fact.
Yeah. All right, now for everyone's favorite segment at home. Over under. First, let's run through Gerald's score last week.
Let's talk about that, John.
I was impressed. Okay, here we go. So last week we had over under 2.5 turnovers for the Titans. Gerald took the under. We had one.
Bingo.
So check ding. Mark. Over or under 1.5 TDs for DeMarco. Gerald had the under. Ding.
Get another check mark.
300 passing yards for Stafford. Gerald once again took the under. And ding.
Take that check mark, baby.
Two sacks, which Gerald actually wanted five. We have him two. He went over and we hit four. So ding.
Check mark, baby. Let's go.
Turnovers on defense was at 0.5. And on the last play of the game, ding.
Check mark, baby.
And then right here, we had two TDs for Marcus. Was a line. You had the over. It was even. So I guess that's a push.
Well, I'll take a push.
And then five touches for Henry. You had the over. He had 10. So you batted 1,000 last week.
Hey.
Congratulations.
It's a good week.
I need to get better with my over under picks, I guess. I need to make them harder.
That or just I'm really, really good.
I'm going to go with the latter. All right, here we go. Over under for this week. The Raiders defense gives up 500 yards because they've already done it twice.
Under.
Over or under. Under 500.
I'm going to say under that. Love my team, but I don't think we put up 500 yards this week.
Carr throws two TDs.
That is a good one. Latavius had nothing last week. Our run defense has been good.
He threw three last week. I think he threw two the week before.
Last week, let's see. Last week, Mr. Carr had three. Latavius had one touchdown on the ground. For two touchdown passes for Derek Carr.
Do I need to institute a time limit?
You might, man.
All right, you got five.
Can I say even on that one? I'm going to say he's going to get two.
Push?
Yeah, we're going to push that. I'm going to say he's going to get two. It's a bold strategy, I know.
Push.
But I just don't see the man getting three this week.
Okay, okay. Delanie Walker, seven receptions.
Ooh, Delanie Walker with seven receptions. Now, I like Delanie a lot. I think they're going to be keen on him. I'm going to say under seven for Delanie Walker.
Under seven catches for Delanie.
Unfortunately. I want him to have more.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, John. I'm not feeling terribly, terribly confident this week in our boys. I said this one was a loss at the beginning of the year, and I still think this team's got a very good offense.
Yeah, I agree.
But
they can light it up. They can light it up.
Going with the rest of the over-unders.
Okay, Andre Johnson, over-under two catches.
I'm going to say over for that one.
Okay.
I think Andre gets more involved in the ball game this week.
He had one catch.
Harry Douglas isn't really bringing you a lot. You know, I say against this defense, I mean, I think we're going to run the football a lot. I do think we will do that. However, I think you got to give Andre a little more shot. You know, you didn't play Rashard as much as you say. Throw Andre out there with Tajay. See what happens.
Okay.
Over two for Andre Johnson.
Over two. All right, Rack Daddy. Two sacks.
Rack Daddy. Man, I only said 10 for him for the year, I want to say. So I'm going to say under two.
Under that?
I'd love for him to get one. I think this week is going to be a good day for our defensive linemen. I think Daquan might get on the board this week. Got a feeling about Daquan getting a sack.
He's been quiet.
He's been very quiet. I think Jarrell will get one this week. Maybe Kevin Dodd get another one. You know, I mean, Rack might, maybe might have one, but I think it's going to be a big week.
What are you setting the line at for team sacks? I'm not going to do over-under, but what would you set the line at?
If I set the line for team sacks this week, I'd put it at three.
Okay.
I'd say three. So okay. We had four last week, for sure.
Yeah.
One came very late in the game, which helped out a lot, don't get me wrong. But I'll say three would be a decent line for that.
Okay. All right. DeMarco Murray out of the backfield, five catches.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting choice. We're going to be keen on that a little bit heavy. So I think we're going to go wide receiver heavy this week when we're throwing the football. Not so,
you
so much.
You want under, back the, under the five?
I'm going to go under the five catches for DeMarco.
Okay. Leading target last week was seven.
Correct.
For those of you listening at home.
He was. But I think they're going to see that. They're going to see that Marcus likes to check down quickly, get the ball out of his hands. I saw a crazy stat that's like he completes, I think it's like 63% of his passes when he releases the ball in under 2.5 seconds. And when it's over that, it's like 47 or something like that. Which is weird to think about, but if you look at all the passes Marcus has, like, he really does not hold the ball.
He likes the quick hitters, yeah.
He does. And that's the offense he had in Oregon, too. So he's used to that. He's comfortable with getting the ball out quick. If he can throw it into a quick spot for a 7-yard hitch in between two guys, he can do it. He can get the ball out quick.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just that long ball what we really need to work on, which is why I was so excited about that Delaney pass and catch for the TD. Yeah. That was a beautiful ball. Beautiful ball.
He can put it there, man. Speaking of Marcus, number 8, we'll have over or under 15 rushing yards.
Ooh. This week I'm going to say over.
Over?
Over 15 rushing yards for Mr. Marcus, the quarterback.
Okay. DeMarco Murray will have over or under 85 yards rushing.
Say DeMarco has a good day. I'm going to say over.
Over?
DeMarco has a good day. I think Derek might get his first touchdown for the boys.
Would you say over 100? If I push to 100, would you say over 100?
I would say right over 100.
Okay.
So I'd say like 105, 106. That would be my thought process on DeMarco. Because I think Derek's going to get another 40, solid 40, 50 this week, and maybe he gets his first TD. Because, again, this defense isn't great.
It's bad. Their defense is bad.
All right, you're right, it's bad. I'm trying to give it too much credit. But I'm just trying to think we're only in week 3 still. But, yeah, that's pitiful.
Yeah.
Over 500 yards twice is pitiful. So, with that being said, I think the running backs have a good game. I mean, I hope we put up some points just for the offense's satisfaction alone, which I think we can do. I think we can definitely do. But I don't think it's going to be in the 30s like it has been the past week for them, too. It's been up in the 30s. I don't think that's going to happen in this game.
Okay. Sticking with the backfield, over under 10 touches for your boy, Derrick Henry.
Ooh. 10 touches is a tough number. Like I said, this week, I'm going to say over, but I'm going to say over by like 1, 11, 12, maybe, something like that. I'm going to say over by like that. But I think he has a good day. I think he has a really good day.
All right, and then the last one I got, 1 turnover on defense.
If we win this game, we'll have 3 turnovers. Unfortunately.
Are you saying we have to win the game to have 3 turnovers? Or to win the game, we have to have 3 turnovers?
Correct. I think if we're going to win this game, we have to have 3 turnovers. Like last week, we had to have this many sacks, right? We had to have 5 sacks. Like that was my thought process.
Yeah.
This week is going to be turnovers. Got to have some turnovers, especially against this explosive offense.
So you're saying over?
That's what I'm saying. I think we can do it, John. I'm going to say, it's either, cause I don't think we'll get 2. I'll say push again. Give me 1.
Push, we got 2 pushes.
Give me 1. I think we'll create something.
All right, let's see.
I don't think those guys are experienced enough to not either get a fumble or a pick.
Okay? Yeah. So let's see if you can keep your batting 1,000 streak for the season.
I think we both know that's not going to happen. But hey, if I'm over 500 for the year, happy camper.
Hey, 1 out of 3 gets you in the
Hall of Fame. Shoot, people are going to be paying me for that.
1 out of 3 gets you in the Hall of Fame, man. 1 out of 3.
I'm cool with that, man. I'm cool with that. But, John, the line for this game so far, right now, for the first time in a long time.
Favorites.
The boys are a 1.5 home favorite. If we go back, we look over our recent history with these picks right now. John is 3-5. And
take that.
Your host, Gerald Saltkill, is 5-3.
I'll take 3-5.
But going into this game with the Titans, John, what do you think?
Oh, man.
You originally picked this as a loss.
I originally picked this as a loss.
What are you thinking? You picked against the boys last week and they won.
I did.
But what do you think?
I think there's just too much firepower for the Raiders. I don't think we can run with them. I want to say the Titans so bad, but going with my head, saying the Raiders.
John, going with the Raiders. The Raiders outright for the dub. You know what is the most unfortunate part of all this, John, is I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm picking the Raiders, too. I think they got too much firepower. I mean, I want the boys to win. This is something I'd love to be wrong at. I would love to be
proven wrong, yes, exactly.
I would love to be proven wrong. And I'll be out there cheering for them on Sunday. Hopefully proving myself wrong. However, as of right now, I think they got too much. And they got too much going for them. They got too many weapons. The Titans can get the L this week.
Well, I made the same argument last week. I thought that the Lions were going to run us out of the stadium, and they didn't. But to follow that up, I think the Raiders are a more polished offense than the Lions are.
Agreed. Agreed with that. I mean, they have two very big, good receivers.
Yes, I think having two solid studs outside doesn't bode well for our secondary.
It's pretty huge. And then, again, like we said, Latavius Murray can play.
Yeah.
He's put up some numbers in the past couple of years when he's actually been given the rock. Nothing stellar by any means. Solid, good. If this offensive, you know, evolves and gets better, Latavius Murray will evolve with this offense, yeah, in my opinion. With less pressure being on that guy, you got to think he's got to explode when you have those two dominant receivers on the outside. That's just my opinion on it.
Well, I think they're used to being in a shootout because they've given up so many yards. They're used to scoring points, lighting it up. So they're just going to – that's how they play. They're going to roll right back into it.
Absolutely.
Try and light it up.
Which is weird to think of a Jack Del Rio team. And now on to the rest of the AFC South. Decent week for the both of us last week. Well, I would say better week for me. And so you – We both said that KC would beat the Texans last week. That did not happen.
Did not.
Both got L's on that one. I, however, made the smart comment to think the Jaguars were going to lose to the Chargers. Maybe not as close as I thought. But still, I had the Chargers win the football game. You, however, picked them, the Jaguars, to lose the game.
Yeah, Jacksonville does not look as good as I thought they were going to.
No, they have not. And then we both picked the Broncos to beat the Colts.
Yep.
So, went 2-1 that week. Last week, John went 1-2 with the rest of the division. A solid, you know, a stellar 1-3 week for John in picking the AFC South. I think I went 3-1 last week. It really turns the tide in 1 week, you know.
Okay. Still a lot of football left.
I got to gloat about
still
something.
Still a lot of football left.
Got to gloat about something here. All right. So on to this week, the Thursday night matchup. We have the Texans at Bill Belichick and Jimmy Garoppolo-less New England Patriots.
Nice.
Thank you.
Jacoby Brissett from the University of...
Florida, but NC State, right?
Yes, there you go. Okay. Yeah, starting his first game. If it was any other team starting a quarterback on a short week, I would be like, they're going to get smacked.
The line right now is even as well.
But for whatever reason, the Patriots will probably just roll along and win the game, so I'll just take the Patriots.
You know what? I think you've changed your tune since we had a conversation earlier today, didn't you, John?
Yeah, I did.
I think my ways of thinking like rubbed off on you a little bit.
It's hard to go against Patriots.
Because I had the same exact thought. Do it to a T.
That's weird.
I think I can get Mikey G to back me up on that one.
That's weird.
It is. But I'm right there with you. I'm saying the Texans will lose this game. You're saying the Texans will lose this game. And I hope they do. That would be absolutely wonderful. Go 2-1. Next, we have the Jaguars at home. It's also even as of now against the Ravens.
Take the Ravens. Offense looks good. Moving the ball through the air.
Taking the Ravens,
Mike,
huh?
Mike Wallace, 3 touchdowns in 2 games. I'll take the Ravens.
Okay. Taking the Ravens.
Jacksonville burned me last week.
They did burn you last week. So, you know, to change the guard a little bit, I'm going to go with...
You going Jacksonville?
I'm going with the Jags getting their first dub of the year.
Okay.
Is what I'm doing. I think that, you know, the Jags being at home... I think Blake Bortles is due to have a good game after the last week. I think that Ravens defense is aging. I think that it's the time for the Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns show to kind of break out a little bit against the Ravens.
Ravens defense is pretty good.
It is. I mean, I just think it's getting older.
Yeah.
I just think it's, you know, I think it's time for a young Blake Bortles to, I would rather them not win. If I could pick every single week in the NFL season, the Titans would go 16-0, and every team in the AFC South would go 0-16.
That's a given.
Of course.
That's a given.
However.
It's impossible, but yes, that's a given.
But given. However, this week I do think the Jags are going to get a W. Now, final game. The Colts are a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Chargers.
I'll take it. Colts get on the board with their first win.
Colts get on the board with the W. You know, John, I'm going to have to go against the guard this week, too.
You going with San Diego?
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
They 38 last week.
They helped me out last week. They're on a roll. Keenan Allen being absent did not do much for stopping that Chargers offense. Danny Woodhead being out, though, is really going to hurt, I think.
I agree. I just don't see Andrew Luck going 0-3. I don't see him, especially at home.
I think that defense is not good enough yet. I think if they played San Diego any other time of the week, I wouldn't pick the Chargers. But they are just on a tear. I think they're going to play really well this week.
Any other time of the season?
Oh, that's what, yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, John. No, the entire year, which is the season.
You said the week.
Did I say the week?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you mean if you play them on a Friday? Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights. The NFL is like the only, you know, they go to Saturday and Friday, like the only days they're missing.
Yeah.
Like, good night. You know they're pushing for that at some point.
We got Monday, Thursday already. I mean, in the playoffs, they have Saturdays, too, once college football ends. Right.
They've never had Fridays, though. Well, maybe.
It's Friday Night Lights, man.
Maybe
it's all
so.
About Father Ryan on Friday.
Who knows that Sundays? Oh, yeah. Father Ryan football team. Go Irish. So, yeah. Picking the Chargers to win that game. So, John, on to our fantasy recap of the week. Mm. I think we both know it's just a great overall week for me. Stamps went down in a bloody heap. I think I beat him by 40-something points. Ugh. It was quite Stamos. The shellacking. Butters' team kind of put the smack down on Make Jay Cutler Great Again.
My favorite part about the fantasy segment is that only like 8 people in the world care about our fantasy league.
Absolutely. However, they're going to love it.
Yes, I got murdered as well this week. I had Danny Woodhead, who didn't do anything. I had Stafford, who didn't do as much as I thought he would do. And Peter took me out behind the woodshed. Lost by 45, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a rough one.
He had a great day. He had 3 or 4 guys like score in the 20s.
Yeah.
He had Delaney.
He did. Oh, yeah, he had Delaney.
I didn't have anybody really do anything. I had a lot of like 6s and 7s, which you need somebody to go off.
If you're going to have a bunch of 6s and 7s, you need somebody to go off.
Yeah.
Last week was a decent week. I had Philip Rivers last week, which was good. Yeah. Very solid. Very solid week from Philip. Also, I mean, LeSean McCoy, decent. AP got hurt, which kind of snuck it for me. The biggest thing was the Cardinals' defense for me. That's really put it over the top.
Yeah,
really brought home the W.
Yeah, that had him in another league. They put up a 24.
It was pretty good, impressive showing for the Cardinals' D. Travis Kelce didn't do much for me. You know,
I still stand by my if I can just get to 2-1 without Le'Veon Bell, I'll be sitting fine.
Comes
back week 4. Jamal Charles might be back this week.
Jamal might be back this week. That's right.
Finally get to play some of my studs. I've been shackled the last 2 weeks playing with one hand behind my back. But once again, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I'm still reigning champ, so I ain't worried about nothing.
What's great about it is that it's a new year. You know, it's a new era.
Still the reigning champ.
You know, you can say what you want there, sir, but
still the world champion or the league champion.
The world champion of the OG's Pro Kill League?
Yes. Well, the Broncos are still the world champion from the last Super Bowl. The Cavaliers are still the world champion from
true.
The last year. I'm still the champion. I think this fantasy league is at the highest level.
Oh, do you?
As far as fantasy goes, yes, I do.
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, actually. It's like a pat on my back as well. With AP out, it's going to hurt me. But, you know, I think I'm going to be all right. I play Gritch this week. So that's my big matchup. He has a decent squad now. You know, he does have Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, and Cam Newton. OBJ. He does have a good little squad. You know, I think he can put up some points. However, Philip Rivers against Indy. I got LeSean McCoy. Dez against Chicago. Larry Fitzgerald's been playing great.
Yep.
Dougie B. Going to be all right. Hopefully that Cardinals defense gives me some points. We'll see. You know, I thought I was going to be okay, but the more and more I look at it, the more and more I'm thinking.
Confidence less. Is dwindling.
Oh, yeah. Dwindling as we speak. But he hasn't put up many points the past 2 weeks, so. John, who you got?
I got Stafford again. Jamal Charles coming back. DeAndre Hopkins is always a solid player. I'm worried at tight end. Dwayne Allen didn't do a lot last week. I had Zach Hurts and he got hurt. I don't even know who I play.
It looks like you got Jackson this week.
Ooh, Jackson is the lone 2-0 team in our league.
He is the lone 2-0. Listen to this roster, though. Kirk Cousins, Ezekiel Elliott, Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Jason Witten, Marvin Jones. A bunch of guys you wouldn't think when you draft them, but...
Well, a lot of fantasy is the matchups, but people you're playing against, if they have a low score. I mean, I don't know Jackson's win total, but I don't think he scored the most points in the league by any means.
True. He is projecting at a 102.8 right now.
Solid. Solid for our league.
And Jan's squad projection is 77. But you still have Danny Woodhead in the line.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll throw you a pass on that. Games haven't happened yet, so we'll give you a pass. Well, thanks everybody for listening again, tuning in for another episode of the TNT Sports Show, a Couch Couch production. Want to thank everyone for listening, obviously. We got some more stuff coming out, you guys. Got to check out our Twitter. Check out our Snapchat at TNT Couch Scouts. On the Twitter is TNT_CouchScouts. Follow us.
Mike G doing his thing. We appreciate it. Be back next week, hopefully with another Titans win.
Another Titans W, baby. Everyone have a safe rest of the week. If you're going to be out there on Sunday, come out to Lot D, right in front of the Marcus Mariota silhouette on the wall outside there. We'll be tailgating in the front. Come check us out. But as always, tighten up, y'all.
Tighten up. Top 5, dead or alive.